I sighed. I thought it would be, but I had to make sure. Well, that settles that. But I've got one thing on my mind. I happened to notice that the washroom needs cleaning, and I think maybe you and I ought to attend to it. So put your book aside. As Jelly says, non-coms are always on duty. He didn't stir at once. He said quietly, "You really think it's necessary, Shorty? As I said, I've got nothing against you." "Looks like." "Think you can do it?"
"I can sure try."
"Okay. Let's take care of it." We went after the washroom, chased out a private who was about to take a shower he didn't really need, and locked the door. Ace said, "You got any restrictions in mind, Shorty?"
"Well,
I hadn't planned to kill you."
"Check. And no broken bones. Nothing that would keep either one of us out of the next drop. Except maybe by accident, of course. That suits you?"
"Suits," I agreed. I think maybe I'll take my shirt off."
"Wouldn't want to get blood on your shirt."
He relaxed. I started to peel it off, and he let go a kick for my kneecap. No wind-up, flat-footed, and not tense. Only my kneecap wasn't there. I had learned. A real fight ordinarily can last only a second or two, because that is all the time it takes to kill a man, or knock him out, or disable him to the point where he can't fight. But we had agreed to avoid inflicting permanent damage. This changes things. We were both young, in top condition, highly trained, and used to absorbing punishment. Ace was bigger. I was maybe a touch faster. Under such conditions, the miserable business simply has to go on until one or the other is too beaten down to continue, unless a fluke settles it sooner. But neither one of us was allowing any flukes. We were professionals and wary. So it did go on. For a long, tedious, painful time. Details would be trivial and pointless. Besides, I had no time to take notes. A long time later, I was lying on my back, and Ace was flipping water in my face. He looked at me, then hauled me to my feet, shoved me against a bulkhead, steadied me.
"Hit me."
"Huh?" I was dazed and seeing double.
"Johnny, hit me."
His face was floating in the air in front of me. I zeroed in on it and slugged it with all the force in my body, hard enough to mash any mosquito in poor health. His eyes closed and he slumped to the deck, and I had to grab at a stanchion to keep from following him. He got slowly up.
"Okay, Johnny," he said, shaking his head. "I've had my lesson. You won't have any more lip out of me. Nor out of anybody in the section, okay?"
I nodded, and my head hurt.
"Shake?" he asked.
We shook on it, and that hurt too.
This ends Disc 5.